Chapter 20. Moon, you don't have any opinions. I was over at Lane's house when he flipped on the news and we saw Chelsea Daniels' face fill the screen. She and a group of her friends were marching around the state capitol carrying signs that said SOS on them. Save our silkworms, they were chanting. Save our silkworms. The reporter pulled Chelsea aside and asked her how she and I got along. Oh, Judson and I have our little spats, like any other couple, she said. But he always finds a way to patch things up. If we can settle our little differences, I'm sure he can bring our country together, too. That's the kind of person he is. I'm sure he'll be a wonderful president. And I'm really looking forward to being First Lady. Save our silkworms. Save our silkworms. She hardly knows me, I said disgustedly. We've never even spent 5 minutes together. I'm telling you, Moon, Lane said, that girl has the potential to go far. We turned off the set, and Lane dropped a bombshell. The League of Women Voters had invited me to debate President White and Senator Dunn live on national television a week before Election Day. Immediately, I started to panic. Debate those guys? I said. I can't even talk my parents into raising my allowance. Can't we just make a videotape and send it in? Stop worrying so much, Lane said. I've got a plan. Lane always seemed to have a plan. He flipped on his laptop and clicked open a file titled Debate Strategy. On the left side of the screen was a long list of all the hot-button issues Americans are always arguing about. On the right side were numbers indicating how Americans feel about each issue. He had downloaded the data from the latest Gallup poll. It looked like this. Affirmative action, favor, 42, opposed, 50. Stricter gun control, favor, 70, opposed, 4. Nuclear power, favor, 55, opposed, 42. Death penalty, favor, 59, opposed, 29. And it went on like that for dozens of issues. It's simple, Lane explained. This is how the average American feels about every important issue. All you have to do is memorize a paragraph about each issue that reflects that opinion. Average Americans will agree with you, and they should vote for you. But what if my opinion is different from the average American's? I asked Lane. You have opinions, Moon? He asked with a sneer. Sure I have opinions. Then tell me, Lane asked, where do you stand on endangered species? Well, if they're endangered, I wouldn't stand on them. Seriously now, no jokes. I thought about it for a moment. We've got to protect animals that are endangered so they don't become extinct, I said. Okay, Lane replied. Would you protect some owls if it meant hundreds of loggers would lose their jobs? Human loggers? I stammered. I guess not. Okay, what's your position on gun control, Moon? I'm definitely in favor, I replied confidently. If we get guns off the streets, fewer people will be shot and killed. But Moon, the Bill of Rights specifically gives citizens the right to bear arms. Oh, I replied. Well, if it's in the Bill of Rights, then people should have the right to own a gun. You can't take both sides on every issue, Moon. Why not? I complained. I can see both sides of every issue. You look wishy-washy, Lane said. The public wants its leaders to have strong opinions. But what if both sides of an issue have a good argument? Then you follow the opinions on the computer, he said, gesturing towards the numbers on the screen. Those are the opinions the public wants you to take. People vote for politicians to represent them. So doesn't it make sense that the politician's opinion should be the same as the public's opinion? That feels backwards to me, I said. I think the president should form an opinion first and inspire the public to agree with that opinion. Moon, you don't have any opinions. He was right, I suppose. Taking sides has always been a problem with me. I can form an opinion, but as soon as somebody comes along and explains the opposite view, I change my mind. The last person I speak with always sounds right. Maybe that's why people like me. Lane and I spent the next 3 weeks cramming for the debate. He wrote out my opinions on all the major issues, and I memorized them. I didn't learn a whole lot about the issues, but I learned which ones America was in favor of and which ones America opposed. Lane would grill me by firing questions at me repeatedly. What should we do about illegal immigration? Unemployment? Medicare? The minimum wage? I had all the answers on file cards. It was hard to keep everything straight in my head. Boning up for the debate was much tougher than school, which I was missing more and more of as October went by and the debate got closer.